Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Lovain podcast with me, Daniel Cole, Communications Officer at Lovain. Today we are celebrating Scottish Apprenticeship Week by chatting to three of our mature apprentices. Cameron Innes, Stuart Dunlop and Wojciech Hernik join me to discuss their training and the second chance a mature apprenticeship can represent. I hope you enjoy. Hi guys, thanks for joining me today. Can you talk us through your apprenticeship and what you have learned so far at Lovain?
I'm Stuart Dunlop and I joined about a year and a half ago. I seen it on Facebook and applied through it. Never thought I would get it without having mechanical background, but I got it. It's always something I've wanted to do.
I'm Cameron Innes. I've been here for about a year and a half as well, same as Stuart. And I came in from, started at Marks and Spencer's, so it's good to learn everything from what I've been doing in work from the start to the where I am now.
I'm Wojciech. I started with Stuart in the CAMI, the apprenticeship, a year and a half ago, but I worked with the company before for a few years, done various jobs, but I always wanted to do something mechanical-wise.
What made you apply to Lovain's apprenticeship scheme?
That's what I wanted to progress my career further within Lothian, so that's why I applied for apprenticeship.
I'd applied for it in the first place with a younger apprentice because it's a great opportunity. My dad's worked as a driver and he's seen apprentices go from start to finish and says they enjoy it as well, and it's a great opportunity to progress.
When I was 16, I applied for Arnold Clark to be a mechanic and I wasn't successful, and then when this one came up I thought, I'll chance my luck, and I finally got it 12 years later.
What are the benefits of the on-the-job aspect of your apprenticeship as opposed to a more classroom-based scheme?
Personally, I learn from actually doing the work rather than reading it off a board. I need to actually be hands-on to do it, and I find that when I am learning it at college, because I've seen it, I take it in a lot better. Whereas if I was just at college, I would struggle to work out what they were talking about, whereas when they are talking about it, I've seen it firsthand, I've done the job, and I now know the actual how that part works, but also know how to fix it.
Yeah, definitely. Hands-on is what I like doing anyway. That's why I applied for it in the first place as well. I knew it was going to be a very hands-on job. When I first got put on the journeyman, obviously I came in knowing nothing, which is because I've not got any mechanical background at all. So I had to watch a couple of times. And after that, I was doing it myself and he was watching over me, making sure everything was all right. And then from now on, I'm just mostly doing stuff by myself.
Wojciech, did your previous experience at Lovain help you settle into your new challenge?
Yeah, definitely. Because you see, I work in the old airports now, so I knew the environment I was coming to, roughly, but all mechanical aspects is all new to me. So again, I'm same as Cammy and Stuart. I'm hands-on person, I like to learn hands-on.
Your work goes a long way to providing a bus service for customers across Edinburgh and the Lovains. Is there an added pressure knowing this, and is there a real sense of accomplishment when you see one of your buses out on the road?
Definitely feels good to see the bus you've worked on the street. You know, you've done something to it, you fixed it.
There is pressure behind it, like you're taking the public safety to make sure that you're fixing this properly, but as long as you stick by the procedures you were taught, you're fine. But when not having that experience before, when you first come in and you realise that it is a bit overwhelming, but there's that many procedures in place that you can't go wrong.
Now that you're in your second year, have you felt there's been a step up in training?
Definitely much harder. We've got a lot more to do, like, because we had to fill out a logbook and it's just progressed to get more jobs, and I think we're on a tougher watch because obviously it's our last year. We've got another year, so we need to be sure that we can do the job ourselves and not have somebody watching over us.
Since we've come back after Christmas, it's been constant courses and college is getting a bit more in-depth with diagnostics, and it seems to be that they're kind of pushing us to start working ourselves now, which is good because it lets us know if we've taken everything in.
Yeah, well, second year's definitely more advanced than the first year was. I can say I'm on a different shift now. I'm starting earlier on, Cammy and Stuart doing the morning run out, fixing driver first check defects. Like I said, we learn a lot, there's a lot to still to be learned.
Do you feel more pressure as a mature apprentice, as it is only a 3-year course?
I think it is. There is pressure there, and you're wanting to try and get there before the end of your 3 years, so that when you are qualified, you know you're 100% on everything and you can be left alone. But just with all the courses and the guys at Longstone, they've all been really helpful with helping us get to that stage. So I'm more comfortable now than I was at the start. When I first came in, it was a bit overwhelming knowing that you only had 3 years to learn a full new trade. But now, being a year and a half in, I'm more comfortable about it.
Obviously, it flies in. Like, we're a year and a half in, it's been the fastest year and a half I've ever experienced, to be honest. So it feels like you've not got much time at all left to learn. But every day, you're taking stuff every day, every day's learning.
How do you learn from the more experienced engineers across the business?
Different jobs are different. It depends what the job is, to be honest. We've got a journeyman that we're on with to start, and they show us the basics. And everything they do, we kind of just watch over to start with. And once they've watched it a few times, we just get hands-on, get stuck in it. And if we're doing anything wrong or maybe different, then they'll advise us to do it this way or the other way, because they're the experienced guys. They've been there many, many years, so they know what they're doing.
How valuable is their knowledge to your learning?
It's where you're going to learn everything. It's fine going into college and reading it off a board, but their knowledge is, they're teaching you how to actually execute what you know. You might know how a brake caliper works, but they're actually teaching you the safe way and the right way to change it and fix it.
Same for me. I've worked with a lot of the guys in the garage, and they all came from different backgrounds. Some are heavy vehicle mechanics, some are light vehicle mechanics. So they've all got their separate ways of doing things. So working with everyone has just made it so much easier, because you know how they do it, how somebody else does it, and you've got a variation of different ways to do it.
See, the knowledge the guys have is the biggest value I think they have. Without the guys' knowledge, the passage won't be safe on the road, basically.
What aspects of the training have you liked the most so far?
I'd definitely say the hands-on, getting involved training. And as soon as you're in the garage, your first day, that's it, you're out on the floor. You'll get your walk around your health and safety and stuff, and then you're straight out learning. I think that's the best way to do it. Just throw you in straight away and get you learning.
Has there been anything about your training so far that you've found challenging?
I think the electric side to the bus is quite mind-numbing. There's so many wires, and you need to read off a wire diagrams, and that's quite difficult, but as long as you're continuous with it, you will get it. But just take your time.
As no 2 days are the same, like we said at the start, you get different jobs every day. So some you do get jobs. I still get jobs now that I've not seen before. So I'm like, how do I overcome this job? Because I've been there long enough, I think about it, like how I would do it. And then I can ask a journeyman or a member of like a manager or that if I need any help, and they'll assist.
Yeah, obviously the diagnosing electric fault could be a big challenge. See, hundreds of different faults we've not seen before, and just sometimes don't know how to approach it. But like I say, we got support from the guys in the workshop, and they're guiding us how to fix them.
How do you feel to be learning alongside a group of fellow apprentices? Does it make it any easier?
I think there's definitely more pressure on us to show the way. However, it is great working with them, because everyone's came from the same place, everyone wants to do the same thing. We're all here for the same outcome. Everyone wants a job at the end of it. So we've all got to work as hard as we can.
It's good having other apprentices there, because you can kind of lean on them as well and help each other with logbooks, and maybe they've done a job that you've not, and you can get a bit of guidance off of them.
Yeah, I would say there's a bit more pressure on us, maybe, as amateurs, but you say we are as one team. And we all have the same kind of journey to go through, so we support each other.
As mature apprentices, Do you think your experiences so far in work and life have helped you prepare for this apprenticeship?
Yeah, well, definitely. I think being the, I think the oldest guy at the moment as an apprentice, life experience give you some advantages.
I worked on site for 12 years and it's different in a garage, but the health and safety aspects are the same, and it is a new trade, but there's a lot more involved in it. And I think being on site and serving my time there, it's doesn't make it as overwhelming when you come in to do an apprenticeship at 28-year-old.
What's the best thing about working at Lovain so far as an apprentice engineer?
I think it's coming in and learning everything that I've learned so far, meeting all the guys and just having a good chat. You meet folk outside of work, get good connections with people, friendships and all sorts. It's just a good place to be.
I would say, looking back where we were when we started, what we knew when we started and where we are now, that's the best for me. Like,
I'd say that seeing the progression and what they're willing to put in is to get us there.
Yeah.
And all the effort they've put in, not just management, but the journeymen at the garages as well.
Because everyone wants the best for you in the garage. No matter if it's the manager, the journeyman or the apprentices, everyone wants the best out of everybody.
What are your career plans for when after you've finished your training?
I'd like to work with on the tools, because I obviously came from no tools, started with tools, and it's good hands-on. But after a while, I reckon I'd like to progress up the company, because there's a lot of potential.
I'd like to stay in the tools and try and progress into getting the bigger jobs with the engines and the gearboxes and stuff, and be that guy that they rely on for that. That's where I'd like to go with it.
Yeah, like I say, hopefully you get a job at the end of apprenticeship, yeah, and work on the tools for a couple of years and see what happens after this.
A lot of the teams in the garage are made up by former Lovain apprentices, including supervisors and managers. Does that inspire you that you can too have a long career at Lovain?
Yeah, definitely. There's quite a few that I've seen. I've came from the mature apprenticeship or even the apprenticeship, and I've worked my way up to quite high up in the Lovain, on the company. So just shows you that it can be done. You've got to get stuck in, because obviously they're very knowledgeable guys. So as long as you get stuck in and keep working, it's there for everyone.
Same for me, yeah. Can we say there's guys who done apprenticeship a few years ago, now they're managers roles, so yeah.
Would you recommend the mature apprenticeship scheme to people out there who are maybe looking for a career change just like yourselves?
100%. Like I said, I've came from absolutely nothing. Came from M&S, and it's the best thing I've ever done. It's just something completely different. Didn't think I'm not the biggest of guys, so I didn't think it'd be very easy for me, because it's obviously a lot of heavy work. But you pick it up, you build strength. It's just the best thing I've done, to be fair.
Yes, I agree with Cammy. If you have a right attitude, put your all you've got into apprenticeship, and it's definitely for you.
Yeah, I'd definitely say if you're thinking about it, just go for it. Jump in at the deep end and it'll all work out, as long as you've got the right attitude and you're willing to learn. And remember that you might be on with somebody that's younger than you, but their time served, they know what they're doing. You've just got to accept it and take in what they're trying to teach you.
And if you could give them one piece of advice, what would that be?
Keep the head down and take as much notes as you can, because everything that we're going to tell you is everything that you'll need to know, and the more you write it down, the more it's going to stick, and before you know it, you'll remember it off by heart.
Just make sure you listen to your tradesman you're working with, and that's how you take it all in.
Having a notebook is definitely important. Everything, every bus I worked on, I took the bus number, what job I'd done and how I'd done it. So if I needed to go back and look at it ever, I could go back, see what I'd done just for that job.
Thanks to Cameron, Stuart and Wojciech for their time and telling me more about their mature apprenticeship at Lovain. We'll be back with more from around the depots very soon. Thank you for listening.